Time for Big Boy Sports Recap, brought to you by
Big Boy.
How was your weekend, buddy?
Busy. Worked all weekend.
Yeah, but you take like 3-4 days off during the middle of the week, so.
I've had 4 days off the whole month of July. Thank you, Adam.
Okay.
I've had 4 days off the whole month of July. Thank you, Adam.
Let's go to some potentially good news here before we talk sports. How's the edition coming?
Oh, well, the new date is August 15th, so stay tuned.
August 15th it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Expansion at Big Boy. All right, so where do you want to start? Do you want to start with the Tigers news?
Let's start with the big baseball news.
Oh, this would be interesting.
Yes. The Cubs will be giving a World Series ring to Steve Bartman.
What? You're lying to me.
I'm not lying.
You're making that up. You've got to be kidding
me.
They
gave it to him already. Trying to put the Bartman play to rest. They have awarded the beleaguered fan an official World Series ring. Do you realize that happened in 2003?
I can't believe it was that long ago. It kind of ruined that guy's life, though.
Oh, yeah. He went through a bunch of depression and suicide stuff. It was bad. Yes, you were right.
Interesting. They gave him a ring. Good for him.
Yes.
All right.
The other big news, Pete Rose is alleged that has committed a statutory rape in the 1970s. Oh, it's the trade deadline. Let's talk about real news. Okay.
Really?
Yes. Oh, right, we're going to start with the Tigers, sure. They did what they said they were going to do, except one guy's still there.
Well, no, there's multiple. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh, you want to talk about how they played
yesterday.
First of
all, let's just talk about how the fact that, you know, and all of this, everybody's given up on them and everything. All of a sudden, they go out and they win two in a row from the incredible Houston Astros, including a 13-1 win yesterday. Verlander pitches an absolutely stunning game. 6 shutout innings, 13-1 win. Upton hits 2 dingers.
And Verlander, for the second start in a row, waved a farewell goodbye to Detroit.
Yeah.
It's still not traded. They got 28 minutes.
I don't think it's going to happen.
They got 28 minutes.
I really don't think it's going to happen. However, there were some people that we did think were going to get traded. And Alex Avila and Justin Wilson are now Chicago Cubs. They will now be helping
make the Cubs better.
We'll get to the Brewers in a second.
It's over.
Negative Nancy.
They just started off too hot.
Well, let me just
anyway.
Can I just continue talk about this here? Because
I
want to talk about, you know, we're not going to talk a little as much about Avila and Wilson. I think it was a smart move for the Cubs. Here's what the Cubs gave up. 2 pretty good prospects, including their number one prospect. His name is Candelario. He's 23, and he's a corner switch-hitting infielder who was kind of blocked from making it from the AAA affiliate of the Cubs because of Anthony Rizzo and Chris Bryant. So this makes some sense at this point anyway, because both those guys are young. So Lario, makes the move over to the Detroit Tigers system. And he is their number one prospect. I'm happy about that one. Number 10 prospect also came with him. His name is Paredes. He's 18 years old. And he's a single air. He's a shortstop.
So potential.
There's some scuttlebutt right now that the Tigers are looking to move Jose Iglesias.
They have 26 minutes.
26 minutes and ticking, kids.
Yes. You failed to mention that the Tigers basically should have swept the Astros, had their bullpen not blown up on Friday, gave up 3 runs in the top of the 8th and lost 6-5. But let's go to the Brewers.
Hold on. Cabrera climbs the ladder again. He had 2 hits. Cabrera moved from 81st on career hits list into a tie for 79th. He now has 2,605, one more than Hall of Fame shortstop Rabbit Marinville, and the same number as Tim Raines. Cabrera needs 39 more hits to catch 78th place Lave Cross, who was a 19th century third baseman. And Detroit leaves on a 3-city, 9-game road trip that begins today at Yankee Stadium. Hmm. Might as well mention the Yankee trade.
Yeah, so they might be facing Sonny Gray sometime, because the Yankees have landed Sonny Gray.
Smart
they had to
move.
Give up shortstop Jorge Mateo,
Jorge,
and outfielder Dustin Fowler, and pitcher James Kaprielian, and $1.5 million in international signing money. But the funny part that I you know, he's an ace, basically, okay? He only makes $3.6 million.
Yeah, it's really nothing
on his rookie,
rookie
contract, so he's arbitration eligible next year. So he'll be getting a lot more money next year.
All right, so should we take a break and then talk Brewers?
Yeah, maybe.
Talk about somebody who is back to the Brewers, too.
Yeah.
Big Boy Sports Recap, second half coming up. The Outdoor Show. Stick around.
The Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette is satisfying big hunger with a breakfast buffet every day from 6 a.m. till 2 in the afternoon. The spread is huge, fresh, and will fill the largest appetites. For dinner time, the big nights at Big Boy are the Thursday night chicken buffet, the Friday seafood buffet, and the Saturday and Sunday homestyle buffet. The dinner buffets run from 3 until 8. The all-you-can-eat dinner buffet also includes soup, salad, and fruit bar, and on Mondays through Wednesdays, you can also enjoy the taco bar. So bring your appetite to the Big Boy Restaurant in Marquette for their fabulous buffets.
Second half of the Big Boy Sports Recap presented by
the Marquette Golf Club.
They got their August membership drive on now. Lots of specials going on for their fall offering. Heritage Course singles $420, couples $595. Gray Walls and Heritage combos singles $695, couples $995. And 50% of your dues will be applied to the 2018 season.
That is a great deal because August and September at that golf course is the best time to play.
225-0721.
Two great months to play golf. And then you get half of it right towards next year's membership. That's a great deal.
225-0721. Give them a call. Take advantage of it and tell them Adam and Steve sent you. All right. So your
so the Brewers looked really good on Friday.
And then?
So that Suter guy, I'm telling you, that their pitcher, he pitched a gem that day. He beat Quintana 2-1. And I'm like, okay, I wanted 2 out of 3. We got the first game. We just got a split now. And they go Saturday. Yeah, but another great pitching day for the Brewers. It was 1-1 going into the 11th inning. And they gave up Hayward, gave a home run. And that was it. And then yesterday, another decent pitching matchup. And Zach Davies takes the loss.
It was his first career home run, the kid for the Cubs, Victor Caratini.
Yeah.
First career home run, solo shot, broke the 2-2 tie in the 7th.
And then the 8th, Bryant has to hit another one to put it out of reach. They lose 4-2. So, they are now back. 2.5 back.
And by the way, the Cubs are 13-3 since the All-Star break. 2.5 back for the Cubs, or the Brewers.
And the Brewers are 6-11.
But you got Jeffries back, yeah. Right? Did I see that?
Yes. So they got Jeremy Jeffries back, who they traded last year to the Rangers. And then the Rangers also traded Lucroy to the Colorado Rockies. So the two players that they got last year from the Brewers, they both traded back away.
Interesting. Quite
yeah.
Interesting.
And no move on Verlander. No move on Darvish yet. They're saying the Dodgers really want him.
I would think
they got 21 minutes.
Yu Darvish especially.
Yeah.
He sort of fits their system. Anyway.
The Red Sox trade for the Mets closer, Addison Reed. Thought I saw an Indian move, too. Oh, yeah. The Indians got reliever Joe Smith from the Blue Jays. A lot of moves going on right now with 21 minutes to go. I was hoping we get like a breaking news in the middle of the show here, but I don't see anything.
Quickly here, I want to mention that Pudge Rodriguez, Hall of Fame catcher now, he's been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He is 45 years old, holds a major league record for games caught, 2004 and 27. Putouts by the catcher, 12,376, and hit 311 homers, batted .296 in his career. He's only the second catcher elected on the first ballot. Behind? Johnny Bench.
Oh.
Come on.
Sorry. I mean, he played 100 years ago.
Oh, jeez. Let's see here. Oh, by the way, I want to thank my buddy Ryan Rangette for compiling all this. I did dig this up, too. I was looking into this Tatar deal that the Red Wings agreed to, a 4-year deal with him. $21.2 million for Thomas Tatar. He's a Czech native. He led Detroit with 25 goals last season and had 21 assists.
Yeah,
so
we talked about that 2 weeks ago or whatever.
I know. Okay, never mind.
Okay.
Glover Quinn, safety for the Lions, signed to a contract extension through 2019. Looks like he's getting $13 million extension deal, includes 9.5 guaranteed. He had 68 tackles and 2 interceptions last season. After 2014 season, well, he was a Pro Bowler, was 73-7.
Okay.
Anything else?
Jonathan Vegas beats Charlie Hoffman in the first hole of a playoff yesterday in the Canadian Open, and that was Vegas. He won that last year, too. And Rory McIlroy and his longtime caddy, J.P. Fitzgerald, have parted ways.
Quarrel, huh?
Quarrel. Well, I remember Tiger did that a few times, too.
Big Boy Sports Recap. Right back.
Big Boy.
Hopefully a newly expanded Big Boy here in about 16 days.
Hopefully Verlander the Brewers in the next 19 minutes.
The Outdoor Show. Stay tuned for news.